Transnet's calling the cyber attack sabotage, which it says is being intensively investigated. It won't say more, but several IT security experts have told VOA the company could be the victim of a ransomware attack which locks computer operating systems. The criminals unlock them only when a ransom's paid. Dennis Hobson, a logistics expert at the Investec Financial Group, says few importers have access to their containers that have piled up at the ports over the past week. Consequently, he adds, South Africa's going to experience shortages of various items, including foodstuffs such as rice, for months.
From an export point of view, backlogs start to build up with exports not being loaded onto vessels and departing for the various destinations around the world.
The crisis at the harbours is happening during peak season for South Africa's citrus fruit industry, the second largest in the world. The Citrus Growers Association says fruit's still stuck in cold stores and warehouses. Hobson says the problem's far from solved.
There could be catastrophic congestion that actually forces shipping lines to start diverting their vessels away from South African ports. We've already seen a few instances recently.
That congestion has happened.
The whole supply chain essentially gets broken. There are far-reaching consequences when these type of disruptions take place within the supply chain, considering that supply chains have been heavily disrupted for the past 12 to 18 months due to knock-on effects of the global shipping crisis.
That, Hobson explains, was sparked by the COVID-19 pandemic and the worldwide lockdowns that caused shipping to come to a near standstill last year. Many goods are already missing from South African shelves as a result of the recent looting at Durban, sub-Saharan Africa's busiest port. The harbour and warehouses were plundered, cargo was stolen, damaged, or not delivered because of the violence. Hobson says the fallout from the cyber attack will worsen an already terrible situation.
There will be a likelihood of shortage of stock on shelves. With a shortage of stock, there's going to come cash flow issues due to lost sales, cash flow cycles coming under severe pressure. It might also force some importers to consider having to air freight in critical stock just to meet demand.
He says the damage to the economy will be felt long after Transnet's IT systems are back up and running. He refers to steel imports, which haven't reached factories because of the crisis.
In the automotive sector, you could have production line stops, which will also be catastrophic, both from job loss as well as backlogs of vehicles being manufactured.
IT experts expect South African state companies to suffer more cyber attacks in the near future because they say they're not geared to prevent them. Hobson's urging the government to partner with the private logistics sector so that if state systems crash, the private entities can step in to help avert economic tragedy. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.